Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krops.
And welcome, everybody. It is the last day of the week, and that means it's Freedom Friday, where you are given the freedom by me, your very humble radio talk show host, fifth-generation Oregon farmer, former state legislator, Jeff Krops, to call in. Talk about anything you want to talk about today. It's got to be political. You got to keep it clean, as I know you will. So what do you want to talk about today on Freedom Friday? What's on your mind? Maybe you got something you want to get off your chest that's just been burning for a long time. This is your day, and it's really easy. You just pick up the phone. Give us a call at 503-589-1220, 503-589-1220. 1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Jeff at 1220.am. Maybe you want to talk about how Kate Brown has now been exposed. Well, once again, she's exposed for not being truthful. Oregon Catalyst has got a story. It's called Crime Victims United Did a Legislator Poll. And it casts doubt on the governor's claim about fixing the death penalty bill. You know, this that special session thing, right, on the retroactivity of letting the murderers that have been sentenced to death now basically have their sentences commuted? That's what this boils down to. Well, you know, that governor's saying, now there's not support. I've talked to the legislature. There's just not support. Really? You see, Oregon Crime Victims United ask all members of the legislature if they would support such a special session. And guess what happened? A majority of them, 17 out of 30 senators and 26 out of 60 representatives, responded in support of fixing Senate Bill 1013. 13 senators and 34 representatives didn't respond at all. No one, not one senator or one representative, responded to opposing fixing the death penalty commutation bill. So was Kate being truthful? Maybe you want to talk about this new poll that shows that a majority of Americans want the First Amendment rewritten. You know why? Because they want fines or jail time for quote-unquote hate speech. This is exactly what we warned you against a long time ago, those of us conservatives, about the whole idea of hate crimes. And it's millennials, folks. This is why school board elections are so important, at least electing people to school boards who will take a stand. Because this is the product of a generation of teachers being brainwashed that now believe with their whole heart the things they are teaching generation, your kids, your grandkids, right now. Maybe you want to talk about the Salem City Council. Oh, they're going to have to vote again for that open Ward 7 seat because they named somebody to that seat and they didn't have a majority of the votes. Maybe you want to talk about that or anything else. 503-589-1220, 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. We'll start with Rebecca. Good morning, Rebecca. How are you? You're early today. That's good.
Well, it's Freedom Friday.
It is.
Anyway, I I called because I wanted to talk about a subject that is so big that I don't think I can even do it justice. Okay. But you've been calling our opponents totalitarian. We have a whole string of words that you use every time. Totalitarian
Progressive Marxist. Totalitarian Marxists.
Yes. And I've been feeling that we should add in Islamo-fascists, because most people have not studied Islam and do not understand how Islam attacks the rest of the world and wants to subjugate the world to itself. And it has nothing to do with whether Muslims are nice people or not. Most people have met Muslims and they say, oh, Muslims are nice people. It has to do with their theology. They cannot go to paradise without committing jihad. And jihad is any way of aiding the attack of the infidel.
Let me stop you there for just a moment. Do you think that all Muslims agree with that statement? You can't go to paradise unless you engage in jihad.
It doesn't really matter whether all Muslims agree with that. That's what Muhammad taught. And that's what Muhammad practiced. So there's varying ways to interpret Muhammad and the Quran, but if you actually read the Quran and the Hadith, you find out that that's the only way you can get to paradise. And Muhammad said only probably 1 out of 100 women would make it to paradise. So it's fairly impossible for women to make it to paradise. Anyway, during the Obama administration, there was a group of Islamists who marched 21 Christians to the shores of Tripoli and beheaded them there and asked each of them, will you accept to say the Shahada and become Muslim? And each of them said no. And so then the Islamists posted online, they said they were coming for the Nation of the Cross, which is America. And so that means that the Islamists came to the point where they declared their jihad against America. And up until that point in Islam, there's a continual asking. In Islam, you're required to ask Christians and Jews if they want to convert until you get to a certain point and they have refused, and then they attack without warning. So the shores of Tripoli were real important, because it was at Tripoli that America defeated jihad, or defeated them in the Barbary Coast Wars.
So, that's right, a long time ago during the Thomas Jefferson administration. So is your point, Rebecca, that this is something that we should be worried about happening in America?
Oh, yes, because they announced, as they beheaded the Christians, they made an announcement that turned they have been committing jihad against America, but I can't even say it wasn't unannounced. They've been committing jihad against us ever since they started taking planes and hijacking them and killing all the people. But little by little, we were taking control of that. But look at what Obama did to Boeing. And now Boeing must have people inside of it that are corrupting the programs, because Boeing was a strong company and was known worldwide as being the company you should buy airplanes from. It was one of America's strengths. And look at it now. Obama started right away to prevent them from expanding their facility into North Carolina. He attacked Boeing the entire time he was in office. And the institutions of America are under huge attack. And unless we begin to understand that we are under attack, it will be like India, where they killed 400 million people. Finally, the Sikhs organized and fought against the jihadists in India, but that was after 400 million people, because they come in and they kill.
Where do you get the $400 million person jihad death?
400 million Hindus were killed.
When?
Over a period of 800 years.
Oh, I see.
And they came in and according to the Islamist literature, they killed entire towns in one day. They came in and beheaded people and had mountains of heads that they said were like salt in a platter of food. This is all Islamic literature boasting about how they did it.
Wow. So Rebecca, in bringing this back to America, one of the topics today is this poll that shows that the majority of Americans now favor rewriting the First Amendment, the Constitution, to not allow hate speech, to make it, in essence, a crime that you would either be jailed or fined for, as they do in the UK. So let me ask you this. Do you think everything you just said on this air could be defined as hate speech in the future?
According to the left, when you talk about Islamo fascists, they want to define it in whatever situation they're in, because anything can be used against you, because you must come into subjugation. And talking about the people who are trying to bring you into subjugation is considered to be not subjugation. So you have a group of people who will not allow you to be not subjugated.
And all right, so Rebecca, thank you. I appreciate it. Got to let you go. It is 6:18 in the morning. Well, I think that's literally perfectly, shall we say, underscores the point of this poll. That is, this is in, let's see, it's the Washington Free Beacon. 51% of millennials want fines or jail time for hate speech. They want the First Amendment of the Constitution rewritten. Everything Rebecca just talked about could be defined as hate speech. A lot of the things that I say about open borders and illegal aliens and the coddling of criminal illegal aliens could be defined as hate speech. It's racist, right? So what do you think? The same poll showed that 60% of Americans agree on restricting speech in some way. So what do you think about it? Does that worry you? Does that worry that you couldn't call this show like Rebecca just did and express something that she believes strongly without the worry of then being criminally prosecuted because somebody decided that what you just said was hate speech? Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It is 22 minutes past the top of the hour. You got something you want to get off your chest about politics? This is your opportunity. It's Freedom Friday. You can call and talk about anything you want to talk about, and I'll let you talk for a while. That's important. I mean, seriously, this is one of the reasons that I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to do this radio show. Because what you think about the issues of the day matter. And it doesn't matter whether it's international or it's national, right here in Salem or in Oregon. It matters. It matters to you because you are the greatest influencer you will ever know. Huh? You're probably scratching your head on that one, huh? Yeah, it's true. You are. You see, you have a network of people. There's a great book written years ago. I have it in my library, and I haven't read it for 25 years, but a long time ago. It's called You and Your Network. It's really true. The average person knows about 250 people by name that they have some level of relationship with. Many of those are these persuadables that we talk about, right? Persuading the persuadables. Those are people that are in your network. You are the greatest influencer you know. And this is what this show is dedicated to, is to helping give you the tools to be able to stand for what you believe firmly and influence others to not only do the same, but to maybe think about how important politics is to everything in their life. But most importantly, the things they value and care about the most. Dwight sent me a great email, and Dwight, I'll get to you in a second. I know you're on the line there. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. It's about Peter Boghossian, who wrote on Twitter, "Thanks at Tucker Carlson for having me on to discuss the fact that the social justice adherents aren't just after your free speech rights. They're after your cognitive liberty also. This poll that I just referenced in the Washington Free Beacon that says a majority of Americans are okay with some limit on free speech, and that 51% think that you should go to jail or face fines for hate speech." You go back to what Rebecca just called about. You see, they're not just after your free speech rights. They want to stop you from thinking freely. Let's go to Dwight, who's on the line. Dwight, good morning. What do you say? Thanks for that email, by the way.
Good morning, Jeff. I just want to make one comment relative to the hate speech issue that Rebecca talked about. And personally, I don't think there should be such a thing as hate speech. I think we've gone off the deep end. In other words, how do they say it? I don't know how to define hate speech, but I know it when I see it, you know. That's anybody's guess what hate speech is. And so therefore, why don't we leave it like it used to be, just plain freedom of speech?
The reason we can't leave it that way, the reason they put in place the hate crimes legislation, it was all a precursor to this argument that we're having right now. And that's limits on free speech if somebody defines it as quote-unquote hate. Now, you also sent me an email about Major League Baseball investigating this umpire who reportedly threatened a civil war if they get Trump with impeachment. What's that all about?
Well, basically, the umpire has an opinion, and he's being run over the coals because of that opinion, because he supports Donald Trump. And they're threatening his position in baseball.
So if anybody supports Trump, then they are on a hit list, shall we say, from the establishment?
It's part of the hate speech attack.
It is part of the hate speech attack. Dwight, thanks for the emails, and thanks for calling today. I do appreciate it.
Have a great day.
Yeah, you know, it's a good point. Why can't we just have free speech? Well, because when you are totalitarian, regressive, Marxist, See, Marxism and totalitarianism doesn't allow free speech. Because you can't put in place your regressive policies if people can object. Those of us who don't think we ought to have cap and trade, because we know the devastation it's going to cause in the rural areas of this state. Well, we would be called climate deniers. And if we said anything bad, like, oh, Kate Brown wants to allow unelected bureaucrats to have a slush fund that can destroy rural communities, they could define that as hate speech because we're criticizing someone. I mean, doesn't Trump get accused of this all the time? I mean, this is how far this can go, folks. This is why you need to be very aware of it. But you also need to, you've just heard two arguments that you can use in conversations with others about being persuadable. Yeah, this issue of a majority of Americans, including millennials, thinking there ought to be a jail time for anybody who engages in quote-unquote hate speech, that's the kind of thing you can use in conversations with other people that gets them thinking about these issues. An umpire getting censored for saying something on Twitter is being investigated. I bet the guy gets fired from Major League Baseball. Rebecca calling this show, criticizing with what she says is fact, the Muslim religion. That clearly could be considered to be hate speech. These are things you could have conversations with people about. Get some thinking. Should get you thinking. Don't you agree? Back in a moment, friends, at 6:30. You're listening to Political Coffee. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? Back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, my friends. Great to have you with us today. It is Freedom Friday. That is your opportunity to call and talk about anything you want to talk about politically that you think is important. Maybe you just want to just get it off your chest because it's something that just been bugging you. Well, this is your opportunity. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. You know, I just saw this. At the break, Fox News did a story about this ISIS prison in northern Turkey. We'll talk about scary, folks. These are jihadis. This is exactly what Rebecca was talking about. Now, it's a legitimate news story. It scared the living daylights out of you, folks. Do you know what? If you criticized ISIS based on that story, criticized Islam under this new poll showing that 51% of millennials want fines or jail time for hate speech. That could be, who's going to decide what is hate speech? I mean, this, friends, this is why elections matter. This is why you've got to persuade other people in your circle of influence, the persuadables, to things that really matter. And nothing is more important than your liberty guaranteed by a constitution that allows you to say things freely without fear of retribution. Free speech has also been defined by the Supreme Court in the Citizens United case as giving money. There's a story today about, this is one of the first debates here in Oregon on the left for the Secretary of State's office. And it's about limits on campaign donations. Campaign donations are a form of free speech. That's what the courts have ruled. How far do we go to limit free speech? Should you be able to criticize politicians? Should you be able to criticize anything in the public realm? Should you be able to give money to Donald Trump and not fear retribution? Now, I know there are people that, let me draw the parallel here. And I'll get to you guys on the phone, so just hang on, because I think it's important to talk about this. Your liberty is guaranteed. Your right, your inalienable rights are guaranteed by a constitution. The courts, the Supreme Court has said giving money to a candidate is free speech. So the left says, well, we can't change that. We don't like it. So let's go intimidate those people. There is a website that shows who, with a map, your name and your address, who has given money to Donald Trump. The parallel in Oregon is some of you apparently would not sign the Kate Brown recall because you were fearful that those same fascist, and yes, that's what they are, regressive totalitarian Marxists, those same fascists, the Antifa folks, who are fascists, would come after you. Just like this website that publishes the names and has a map. Now, they've taken it down because they've been exposed, but you can see it in Wayback Machine. This is why it is so important that you participate in politics. At the level, the most basic level is voting, being an informed voter, not just reading a ballot title or a headliner, but really thinking about the candidates, thinking about what they believe, thinking about the issue. How deeply does it impact your life? But more importantly, using that knowledge to influence others. Friends, this is how we will save America. Because when you have a brainwashed millennial generation that says 51% of them are okay or think that hate speech should be fined or you go to jail, you know that the educational system, that the culture has allowed that to happen. It's allowed that thought process or lack of thought process. All of this has been done before, folks, and you know where it's been done before. It's been done by communists, totalitarian regimes, by even the Nazis, to repress people's inalienable rights. We must not allow this to happen in this state. We must not allow it to happen in America. That's why elections matter. That's why your ability, that's why I say you are the greatest influencer you know. You have the ability to influence and persuade others. I hope you take that seriously, because the future of everything you hold dear is truly at stake. Let's go to the phones. Go to Art. Art, good morning. How are you? What do you have to say on Freedom Friday?
We got a good connection, Jeff.
Yeah, we do, actually. You're laughing right about that, but it's true. Yeah, you've had some bad ones from you in times past.
Yeah, well, exactly. It's, So the of checks and balances cannot be taken away, because throughout history it has proven to be detrimental, as you said, Jeff. The rise and fall of the Roman Empire. What destroyed the Roman Empire? Power and lack of consideration of the people. The Nazis, burning books, and everything that they did. If we start taking away the checks and balances of our Constitution, we're doomed to destruction, just like all of the things that have happened throughout history. You and I both know it. And it'll lead to our destruction. And
right, so you're right about that. Why do you think, I mean, you really articulated this correctly, because all through human history, this has happened time and time again. Why is that?
Well, I can tell you this, and I actually mentioned it on a talk show yesterday. Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Why? But why is that true? We all know it's true, but why?
Because
what is it within
nature,
man,
Jeff,
that does that?
It's human nature, Jeff. It's the battle of good and evil, and you and I both know it. And, you know, a lot of people won't admit that. I mean, I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. And if we don't have checks and balances, we will tend to spin or do things wrong, and that's why we have laws and et cetera, Jeff. It's just the way of the world, and if we allow one of those things to happen, like hate, one person's hate speech is another person's moral principles, and it should be looked at that way. I mean,
right. One man's freedom fighter is another man's terrorist. It's a point of view, and that's what's dangerous about this, isn't it?
Oh, it's very dangerous, and you know, we walk a fine line, Jeff. And if we allow the great system that was put together by our forefathers to be corrupted, then we're doomed to failure. And that's why we need to fight so hard for the basic principles of our Constitution, because that's what's allowed us to exist for so long. I mean, you know, this is the longest in history that a country has existed.
Well, no, there's been countries that have existed far. I mean, look at Rome. I mean, or, you know, Italy. I mean, countries have.
Well,
but your point in terms of a democracy.
Well, exactly.
Which we're a democratic republic.
Right. You've had regimes rise and fall, though, and a lot of changes that have sometimes been beneficial for countries, but other times been very detrimental. Yeah. I'm talking about the great experiment, the United States of America. We have been under our Constitution for over 200 years without a lot of basic changes to it. But these other countries, they've gone from one extreme to another, and have real changes, you know what I mean?
Yep, no, you're absolutely right. Art, thanks for your thoughts today. It is 6:47, almost 6:48, ready to go to the break. I mean, this is right. If we do not take a stand for our rights, guaranteed in a conversation, or a constitution, rather, We can't have conversations like this. I can't read emails like I'm going to read from Lee when we come back about hate speech. This is dangerous, friends. What do you have to say on Freedom Friday? 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Back in a moment at 648.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It is Freedom Friday, 10 minutes till the top of the hour. You can call and talk about anything you want to talk about politically today. We give you the freedom to do that on Freedom Friday, and this is your last opportunity. 503-589-1220, emails to Jeff at 1220.am. And before I read the email from Lee, let me just say this. I really slept incredibly well last night. And I did, I am convinced, because I took CBD oil before I went to bed. And I'm telling you, folks, this helps me sleep. When I don't take it, I don't sleep as well. I buy my CBD oil from Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care down in South Commercial, South Salem, right next to Safeway. You know, they have some great products. It's not just CBD oil, but it's creams. And I'll tell you, you know, I got some aching muscles and I'm 60 and yes, I'm very active and I work out and every now and then I ding a muscle. Well, the CBD, I rub CBD cream on it and it truly makes it better. And it gets better faster. So maybe you ought to try some CBD oil products. And I recommend that you go to talk to the folks at Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care. They sell CannaShield. CannaShield is a great brand of CBD oil products that are sourced only from Oregon. So you know that it's of the highest quality. They got a great website. Go check it out. Go to vimsalem.com. V-I-M-vimsalem.com. Check it out. Vim. Lee wrote me this email. If you want to send me an email before the end of the show, I'll do my darndest to read it. Send it to Jeff at 1220.am. He says, understandment. I'm still attempting to understand, he writes. The other side's point of view. They want hate speech included in the First Amendment for us to believe that they are living in a way we don't agree with, but love them anyway to validate their lifestyle. Okay. So how can they not see that their idea will immediately turn on them? Lawyers will be in high demand, as anything said will be fair game. Back at them. How fair will that be? No one, which includes them, will be able to have an opinion on anything, will be open to be twisted as hate speech. How does that make a win for their side? Critical thinking. That's the point that Lee is getting to here. Critical thinking skills, not being taught necessarily in today's K-12 public education, in many ways, not at the collegiate level, where everything has to be politically correct. Because if it isn't politically correct, you're a racist. It's hate speech. I mean, at some point, somebody has to be the arbiter of these things, right? Well, we've left that to the courts, unfortunately. But it's where we are. It's the deal we have to live with. So that's why I say elections matter. Because if you care about free speech, you better care about who gets elected to judge what is free speech in Oregon, because our judges here at every level are elected. Now, elections matter at the federal level for presidents, because they appoint federal judges. They appoint the members of the appeals and Supreme Courts. And these are the people that are judging and will judge all of the laws. You see, if culture changes, and I say that I don't think, well, let's just take Trump, okay? Trump says that transgenders can't serve in the military. I happen to agree with that. I think it absolutely destroys unit cohesion. And having spent a little time with the Rangers in Iraq and Afghanistan, yeah, I would say it would. Pretty dramatically, as a matter of fact. Me saying that could be defined as hate speech. Trump's policy has already been described as discriminatory and hateful. Now, who's the arbiters of that? A federal judge blocked Trump's transgender military service policy. Ultimately, that will go to the Supreme Court. They're going to view it. They're going to decide. Now, who sits on the Supreme Court? People who believe in the rule of law, who believe it as it is defined in our founding documents. And there are those justices who believe in the rule of law but say it needs to change and are willing to rewrite the Constitution, including Chief Justice John Roberts, who rewrote the Constitution with Obamacare, with an incoherent concept that I hope gets overturned someday. That's why elections matter. Because the people who get elected to the highest court in the land are the ones who are going to decide so much of this. Maybe not for you and I, but for future generations. This is why elections matter. You don't like cap-and-trade policies in Oregon? You don't like policies, hidden sales taxes that get passed by legislators who don't know what they're voting on? Elections matter. You want judges on the Oregon Supreme Court and the Court of Appeals to rule the right way for your rights and not with political ideology behind it as liberals? Then elections matter. You want to fix state government, city government, from violating your rights, from making stupid decisions, bad decisions, wasting your tax dollars and on and on and on, endangering people's lives, like policies that allow the foster care system to be the mess that it is in Oregon? That's just one of many. Because they can't change incompetent people because unions don't allow it, and unions feed the governor and elections with money and with power. See how this works? This is why elections matter. This is why each and every one of you have the ability to truly influence. You are the best influencer you know. You can influence others. And you don't do it by calling people as I call what these people are. They are regressive, totalitarian Marxist. That is not how you influence people. You influence people by being thoughtful and being persuasive. And calling people's names is not how you do it. Back in a few days, folks. I hope you have a marvelous weekend. Get out there, make it a great day, because it's up to you. Be blessed. Pray for this nation. Pray for this state.